Saturday morning, it is something for the weekend with Trina, and our local pharmacist Fionnuala is in from O'Casey's Pharmacy, just up the road there on Island Quay in Eastwall. Thanks for coming in, Fionnuala.
No problem.
So burns, oh, they're so painful. Do you know, I did it earlier on today with the kettle outside. I'm an absolute disaster, but thankfully haven't actually properly burned myself. What can we do for burns, and what's the best treatment, and how quickly do we need to treat burns?
So with burns, you need to treat them straight away. The first thing you do is run it under the tap for 20 minutes. And people think, oh, throw it under cold water. Ideally not cold, not freezing cold water, tepid water. So something that's like a little bit kind of cool, do you know, but it's not freezing.
Yeah, because right? It's really hard actually, isn't it, to keep your hand under the cold water for so long.
Another thing you can do is it's best to run it under the water, but if you find that very difficult, even steeping it in it will help give some relief. But try run it under for a minimum of 20 minutes is what they say.
Okay. And is that for every type of burn?
Yeah, that's the first recommendation to do. It's as long as it's not something that you're calling the fire brigade over.
Oh, yeah.
You'll be okay. Remove any jewellery or clothing from the area if it's safe to do so. And then the next thing you do is after that 20 minutes is gone, you would put down a burn dressing or a burn gel, and then you would cover the area with a non-fluffy dressing. And what that'll do is basically help the burn gel is like... Burn gel is actually what's called a hydrogel. So it means it helps to hydrate the area. So that will stop this kind of scabbing over in a bad way.
And the shriveling up kind of thing.
Exactly. And that'll also continue to soothe the area afterwards.
I always think, you know, when you see people and they're putting like a cotton wool thing over a burn, and you know you're going, that's going to just stick to it.
I know, and then it's going to hurt you when you pull it off. So you always try make sure, like even the, you know, the gauze, the old style gauze that's kind of dipped in a Vaseline kind of paraffin, that's the best thing to put on, and then you put a plaster over that.
Okay. Say, for example, if it is a child or something who gets into the bath and the water is too hot and they end up getting burnt, what can you do there? Do you put them back into a cold bath?
Again, it would be like a tepid, so not freezing cold, but you would actually try run the water because it's gone down their body then.
Okay, because you can't obviously use a burn spray on the whole body. But
if a child is burnt of any description, it's meant to go straight to A&E.
Okay, all right.
Jeremy, when you get a burn, particularly if it's a bad burn, you would need to increase the amount of water you intake and the amount of food you intake, because it can take your body a little bit more energy to try recover from that
really?
Burn.
Oh, really? So you kind of go into shock, I suppose, a little bit.
Yeah, like your body's recovering from something, so it needs that little bit extra energy. It was just yourself at home now, and you just like that you with the over the kettle. You just keep an eye on it over the next couple of days. Make sure it didn't get red or sore or look like it needed any extra attention.
Okay, if it blisters up or something.
Yeah.
Thanks, Fionnuala.
No problem.
There's your burn advice. It is something for the weekend on Classic Hits.